Hey, Freedom Fighters, did you know that Active Duty Passive Income is not just a podcast? We're a community. A community of real estate and passive income warriors taking action, building wealth, and giving back. That's why we are so proud to announce the creation of ADPI's Financial Services Division. With a full range of tailored lending options, our team is ready to provide active duty service members, veterans, and military families just like you all the resources you need to close on your next or first investment opportunity. Learn more by shooting us an email at connect@activedutypassiveincome.com. Tell them Mike and Kevin sent you.
Hey, Freedom Fighters! Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter, stand by. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Podcast. We're super excited to have Jason Woods on here. What's going on, man?
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Man, I'm telling you, doing all right. We got Kevin here. We're going to get right into it. We're really excited about talking about the new VA loan changes for this year, right? The new act that they passed last year, how it's going to affect us with the VA loan compensation. I'm super excited to get into it. And we'll even talk about, you know, Amnet and the big changes that are going on in ADPI. But first, Jason, you mind just introducing yourself to the community? I don't think we've had you on the show.
Yeah, no, this is the first time on the podcast. So thanks for having me on here, guys. So Jason Wood, I'm an Air Force veteran, and I've been in the mortgage business since 2001. So been doing loans for a while, got into the mortgage business totally by accident through some friends, and stuck through it, went through the Great Recession, which was brutal, came out the other side and still alive. So here we are. I'm in the San Diego area, and you know, my focus on my marketing and everything is really geared towards the VA loan and serving veterans and helping the veteran community. And that's where you know, I pride myself and in my knowledge and my practice.
Love it, man. Love it. And you guys,
and that's why we linked up with you.
That's it, right? If any of you guys were at MICDC this past year, you got to meet Jason in person, and a phenomenal guy. We definitely love the fact that he was willing to come and partner up with us and help share some education because he believes in this mission, and it's super important. So we appreciate you, Jason.
But, oh, thanks.
But yeah, man. So tell us a little bit about the changes, right? I mean, we all understand at this point how the VA used to operate with the loans. You had a certain cap, you know, given your county, wherever the amount was that you had to spend, and then you can use your VA loan again within that difference, right? If you had used one previously in another location. So what are some of these changes?
Entitlement.
Yeah, entitlement. Yeah. Thank you. Well, right? I think use the terms.
Yeah, entitlement. Well, I think one of the important things to preface this new change with is the relationship between the VA and mortgage companies or banks, right?
Okay.
And yeah. So think of it in your head like the VA is Geico or Allstate, right? Think of them like an insurance company. The VA doesn't lend anybody any money. The mortgage companies or the banks lend the money, right? So in reality, every mortgage company or every bank has their own version of the VA loan. So they just have to make sure that it meets the VA's minimum criteria, right? So some people have, you know, pulled up stuff in the handbook and go, no, the handbook says this. And it's like, yeah, but the VA handbook isn't lending the money. It's the banks. And that's really important as we go into this new change that came about, right, which is a ton of buzz about, right? Because the VA loan limit now has been lifted. There is no more VA county VA loan limit. And so how this came to be was the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, which was passed this summer, signed into law. And the thrust of this act was really to provide medical benefits for like the Vietnam War era veterans who suffered a lot from like Agent Orange and those types of things. And under current law, they weren't covered. Their medical stuff wasn't covered by the VA. So they were kind of stuck out in no man's land. And so this bill really was focused on helping them. As a result, you know, Congress had to figure out a way to pay for all that extra medical care, right? And so how they derived the way to pay for it was through the change in the VA loan. So there's some good pros and cons to what happened here. So the biggest buzz about this is there's no more county loan limit, right? So there's, you can finance to the sky's the limit with zero down as long as you can qualify for that mortgage. Where in the past, you know, you had to look it up and make sure you fit and all that stuff. So that part's really, really exciting, right? Especially in like high cost areas like where I'm at in San Diego. You know, now guys can come in, they can buy a house with zero down, and the homes here are expensive. So, you know, down payment, you know, can grow pretty quick and be a big chunk out of your checking account. So that part's really cool. The part that is kind of a bummer though is, in order to pay for all this new medical care for this group of veterans, what they did is they increased the VA funding fee. So, I mean, people in our community are probably familiar with what that term is, but the VA funding fee is basically what funds the VA. And it goes towards more than, you know, just paying salaries and stuff at the VA. Really, they do use some of that money to help veterans. And one of the best examples I can give is, you know, some veterans may be in like a hard spot, you know, in life where hours got cut at work or there's a furlough or something like that. And now they ran out of savings and they're coming into like this next monthly payment going, oh shoot, how in the world am I going to make this? I'm in trouble. Right. And so rather than just not make it and become delinquent, you know, that veteran can call up the VA and ask for help. It's not a guarantee that they're going to help them, but that's a use that some of these VA funding fee dollars go towards, is helping guys and gals that may find themselves in a predicament down the road. So it really is a positive thing. It's kind of paying it forward is the way that I look at it, even though it can be big dollars. I look at it as kind of paying forward. So all in all, the VA funding fee went up by about 30 basis points, depending on, you know, all the particulars. So just to give you an example of what that is. So if you're buying a home for the first time and you've never used your VA loan and you don't have a disability rating, we can get into that, but you don't have a disability rating, the VA funding fee is 2.3%.
Okay.
And if you're using your VA loan for your second, third, fourth, or whatever time after that for a purchase or a cash out refi, it went up to 3.6, and previously it was at 3.3%. So it has changed. The only place it didn't change was for VA IRLs, the interest rate reduction refinance loan. That stayed flat at 0.5%. So there's still that amazing benefit there.
Okay, nice.
And this percentage, it's a percentage of the loan amount, or it's the percentage of the purchase price of the home?
It's a percentage of the loan amount.
Well, and that zero down, I guess, that would be, yeah, that's the whole thing.
It'd be the same, yeah. But they do have some breaks for if you do put a down payment. So, you know, if you have like a 5% down payment and you're on a subsequent use, it went from 3.6 down to 1.65. So it chops it in half, basically.
Wow.
Which is
okay. So if a veteran can come up with 5% instead of 0%, they could save, they could still get a 5% VA loan with no mortgage insurance, or a 95% loan from the VA and no mortgage insurance, and reduce their payment by like a lot. That's pretty
good. Yeah, because they're not financing that big chunk, plus they put a down payment. Yeah, so it helps with the cash flow a little bit also. So something that's interesting about this new change is, you know, what are the lenders, what are the banks saying about this, right? Because now we've seen all the circulars and stuff that the VA's put out, and the lending world is still kind of playing catch up a little bit. Obviously, they're offering loans with, you know, the new limits and stuff, but I think we're going to see probably some changes and things that come to that. Some lenders out there have put an absolute hard cap at their total loan amount, as you know, for as high as they'll go. A lot of them have capped that at $1.5 million as far as a loan amount. Others haven't. Some have become a little bit tighter with how they're grading the risk, which is, you know, an expression in interest rate. So, right. You know, if you're going higher in that loan amount and the credit isn't also high, then, you know, you probably suffer a little bit heavier hit than you might have last year when that same loan required some down payment, right? Because there's just there's less skin in the game, there's greater risk. So that's what we're seeing on the loan side. And, you know, it's changed some entitlement calculations for the, you know, second and third uses. If you're trying to have multiple VA loans at once, it's changed that. It's made it a little bit more complicated. But all in all, for the high cost areas, you know, San Diego and Hawaii, and you know, it's a couple of places on the East Coast and in Virginia and Maryland and stuff. This is really, really good news.
That's awesome, man. I'm really glad you mentioned the interest rates too, because that was a question that, you know, we'd received earlier, is that, you know, how is this going to affect people qualifying? How is this going to affect interest rates, right? Credit scores, all that. The fact that, you know, now the ceiling has been, well, eliminated, right? Essentially. So, right. Debt to income ratio, right? It's probably going to drop maybe with certain banks. Who knows? But, well, you know.
Oh, go on.
One of the things that the VA still, not the VA, but lenders still recognize is you still have county loan limits for the other loan types, right? For your conventional loans and your FHA loans, and those still have county loan limits, which is set by the Federal Housing and Finance Authority, so administration. So the VA recognizes those in some of the way that it calculates things, and the lenders do too. So, for example, in the VA handbook, there's no mention of a VA high balance loan or a VA jumbo loan. But the banks, when you go over the county limit for what FHFA has stated, they consider it
a jumbo
high balance or VA jumbo. And then they have some adjustments internally with how they lend based on that amount. So, there's been a little confusion with that, but that's how the banks are treating it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I really like how you jumped into the high market areas, you know, where like, you know, DC, Hawaii, San Diego, LA, because, you know, in DC, we got the Pentagon, every military base around here, but people come here and they're like, I can't afford a home. And I tell people on, you know, at our meetups, and I'm like, yeah, guys, I mean, look out of state, because you're not going to cash flow here. And even if you could afford it, you know, your VA, your county limit cuts you off, and there's nothing, just nothing you can get. But now, you might be able to work something. So yeah, it's really, we're really happy to have you on here.
That's awesome, man. Another question. What happens if you have used your VA loan in one area and now you want to use your VA loan again? Does that limit, or that no limit, still exist, or is there a cap on it because you already have a VA loan used already?
Well, the no limit is in effect, but what we have to do in order to use a VA loan another time while still keeping an active VA loan is we have to look at the entitlement calculations. So what I do is I log in, the VA has a lender's portal, I log in and I pull your certificate of eligibility on your current home and see how much entitlement you've been charged. And based upon what you're looking for, in the area you're looking, now that's when that FHFA limit comes into play, is in some of this calculation.
Got it. Okay.
So that determines whether or not in your new duty station or your new hometown that you're looking to buy in, if you can use VA with zero down again. You can always use VA again, but it just might be that now you have to have a certain amount of down payment. And we just don't know that until we actually start putting the numbers in, crunching them.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So guys, exactly. Important to note, but everyone keeps saying, oh, the loan limits are gone. Yay. Let's, you know, go party. But it's really not true, because those FHFA loan limits are still there. They're just kind of hidden.
And it's important, guys, that you need to understand how all this stuff works, because just as amazing of an opportunity as this is, you can equally get screwed by it if you are not educated, you're not properly prepared, and you have a good lender that can give you some solid advice, right? I mean, you know, just because you can afford something, just because you can qualify for something, doesn't really mean you can afford it, right? So you also need to take a hard look at your finances, you know, your budget plan, and make sure that this big expense that you're about to make is something that you can actually afford to sustain in the long run. Okay.
Right. I mean, everybody can now get $1 million VA loan, which sounds really awesome. But you have to be able to qualify for it too, right? You still have to be able to afford it and have the credit and the debt ratios and the income and all that sort of stuff. But I'll tell you where it makes things pretty attractive. And I think this is apropos for our group at ADPI from the real estate investing side is the VA joint loan, right? Where you've got two different veterans or active duty people coming together and they're splitting their entitlement.
Right.
But not for the sense of splitting entitlement necessarily. But, you know, you come into a high cost area like San Diego is a great example, right? It's expensive to buy here. If you're going to buy a home, you're north of $500,000-$600,000. It's not going to work on the 1% rent rule, you know, that we teach and everything like that. So, the way that you can really kind of strategically do this is to buy with somebody else, do a joint loan, buy a really cool property. Hey, maybe you spend $800,000 on it. But when it's time for you guys to bail and go to the next duty station, areas like San Diego and Hawaii, which are huge tourist markets and have a very high demand for vacation rentals, I have a couple of clients that did exactly that and they crush it. I mean, they double their mortgage during the summer months. And you know, they're cash flowing very well. So there's kind of a different angle to play on that. You're not going to buy the single family home, live there for 3 years, move to the East Coast on orders and hope that your rent's going to hit the 1% rule. If you did zero down, the chances are very low that that's going to work in some of these high cost areas. But that vacation rental market is off the charts and it's a really good play.
That's a great point. There are some amazing house hacking strategies that you guys can use, you know, even in some areas where you otherwise wouldn't qualify for a multifamily, right? Like in Norfolk, Virginia, you're not going to find, or in all of Hampton Roads, you're not going to find a quadruplex for under the loan limit unless you're looking in some like really, really low cost areas, which, you know, is a little bit of risky investing in those areas too, right?
You don't want to be in there anyway. So,
you don't want to be in there anyway. But now that this is gone, right? Now you have the option to do that, right? And in those multifamily properties, the income that you're getting from those other units can be used to qualify too. So correct me if I'm wrong on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and guys, the thing that really like pumps me up about this is, you know, that strategy that Jason Wood just shared with the entire ADPI community and every listener out there, that's the tailored kind of strategy session that you get, and you're only going to get if you have a lender that knows what they're talking about and that's knows it. The VA inside and out, has been doing it for 20 damn years and is on our team. So can we talk about that a little bit here? Because I'm just super jacked up. It's awesome.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, I appreciate the plug. You know, we have our own, you know, mortgage branch through American Mortgage Network and the ADPI group, right? And we did that specifically because we wanted to be able to have vetted professionals that are helping our community. And there's sadly, there's a lot of kind of sharks in the water when it comes to the VA loan game. And you see them advertising like crazy on TV with generals endorsing them and all sorts of stuff. And when I look at, you know, some of the terms these guys are getting offered in comparison, they're just getting raked over the coals. So we wanted to make sure that we weren't, you know, arming people with all this great info, and then they run out to the credit union who's taken, you know, 90 days to close their 30-day purchase, right? And also to grow that too, you know, I know that there's within ADPI, there's a lot of really like good loan officers. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, we created an opportunity where they could participate in the ADPI residual business, you know, by joining our team at Amnet and enjoying a lot of the perks that come with it. And the cool thing about Amnet is it's not your run of the mill mortgage company. It really is designed completely different. And, there's ownership opportunities. It's a broker. It's a bank, statutory W-2. I mean, there's so many really cool perks that, other mortgage companies, they just don't offer because they're structured different. But this is 100% ESOP, which means it's 100% employee owned. So you're earning equity in the company with, you know, every loan that you close as a loan officer. So the opportunity is huge. And you know, we're always on the hunt for rock star LOs that are, you know, have the same heart that we do for the military community.
That is awesome. So as an LO, you are owning a portion of the company with every loan that you close?
Yep, absolutely. And the cool thing is,
there's no
big investors. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a couple companies out there that do something similar.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah.
Right? I'm podcasting and I can be out closing loans, especially in Hawaii. What?
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple companies that tried to do something similar, but the share of ownership they're allowing you to earn is so minuscule. It's almost laughable. Where this, I mean, even the top executives, they gave away all their equity and have to earn it back with everybody else. So it's equal ownership. I mean, you're out there to really participate and own something beyond just doing a job, which is really cool.
Roger.
That's something special.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
That is something. Yeah. That's just something like really, really special. But for any of the people in our community where they can go and say, okay, I've learned a lot through ADPI or whatever. I learned through BiggerPocket. I learned through whatever. And, you know, I want to take action and do this. And how do I do that? Well, okay, well, it's time to close. Well, we have our own in-house team that has the lending options for whatever you need. And we're all military and we're going to get you squared away with what you need, whether that's VA, whether it's other things. There's just so many options out there. Yep. But having professionals and loan officers like Jason here and we got Spencer Thomas out there, I mean, they're crushing it.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. So Jason, I know we got to run. We're a little short for time. How can our listeners get in contact with you, whether they're looking to be an LO or they're looking for funding for their next deal?
Best way is hit me with an email, jwood@valoanguy.us, or you can find my website, valoanguy.us also. Yeah, just reach out, man. We're always looking to help and grow our community.
Love it. All right. Well, we are definitely going to do that.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for your time, Jason. Really appreciate it. We'll catch you on the Facebook group.
All right, guys. See you.
All right. Later.
Yeah.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com. to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.